Hey, everybody. This is Justin. Just FYI, the podcast that you're about to hear is probably not going to be suitable for those with young and little ears. We're going to be talking about sex and some probably very naughty things. Not bad things, just naughty. So if you have little ones in the room, you might not want to listen to it. If you have immature adults in the room, you might not want to listen to it. At least not, you know, now. Also, this is going to go up a few days after April Fool's. Every piece of news you hear is true. The April Fool's joke was to each other, Darren, Chad, and myself. And you'll figure out what that is later. So you've been thoroughly warned. See you later.
The Geek Cave, brought to you by BuzzTime. Great minds drink alike. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And GameStop, power to the players. Hey, nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to another edition of the Geek Cave Podcast, Comics. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
Oh, comics segment. How y'all doing?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Woohoo. It's been a good segment so far.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I know, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. So what do we have news-wise? Oh, actually, first off, I'm jumping the gun. The comic segment is brought to you by Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today, BuzzTime, Great Minds Drink Alike, and GameStop, power to the players. As always, we love our sponsors. We need our sponsors. Please don't leave us.
Yep.
So are you just waiting for news now?
Yes, now. Now, news. What you got?
Okay, so... DC's about to do some more crossovers because nothing says I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel like a crossover. Then again, with the right crossover, magic can happen. After all, as we learned last month or 2 months ago, event comics are universe-smashing things that sell lots and lots and lots of pages.
This is true.
And every one of them is a crossover. You know, the best episodes of Supergirl and Flash are their crossover episodes.
Yeah,
this is also true.
And so available in print and digital on May 30th, we're getting four more from DC. There'll be a crossover with Aquaman and Jabberjaw. Now, that issue actually has a bonus story that I'm more interested in. And it tells of the first meeting between the old wizard Shazam, the Spectre, and Captain Caveman. Because that... Talk about magic.
Yeah.
I mean, issue three pairs the fastest man alive, Wally West, redhead Wally West, with Speed Buggy to take on Savitar, Speed Demon Buggy, and Reverse Speed Buggy. Because, of course, they move through time. Can any Flash really resist going through time?
No.
And finally, the fourth issue has Super Sons, John Kent and Damian Wayne, working with Dino Mutt. Whose human-ish partner, Blue Falcon, has apparently turned evil.
Well,
so, you know. We're getting some DC Hanna-Barbera crossovers.
Okay.
I'm really convinced that this is just wetting our whistle for what will eventually be revealed, that it's the Great Gazoo that has been pulling all the strings.
Yeah, for Doomsday Clock.
In Doomsday Clock.
Yeah, I would love to see that. I would love to see that where, like, he explains that actually he went over to the Watchmen universe because he was bored with Fred Flintstone. And he's like, I need to come up with something that is so ridiculous that there's no way they'll take me seriously. So I created a big blue bald guy with a big floppy, you know. And for whatever reason, those dum-dums took me seriously.
So, for those of you who don't know in the listening audience, Okay, first off, three of the four of those have very close ties to Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
They are either basically clones of the Scooby-Doo format or have interacted with Scooby-Doo. Jabberjaw is one of my favorites because he sounds like Curly from the Three Stooges. No. And I would be remiss if I didn't say I did not enjoy Dinomutt and Blue Falcon. Those are good. So I will probably buy these and review them for the cave, if nothing more than for my own perverse pleasure.
Dinomutt was always my favorite.
And Captain Caveman. But Captain Caveman was still on TV when I was growing up.
That's
Caveman.
Yeah, Dinomutt is basically if you took the ineptitude of Scooby-Doo and Inspector Gadget and made them into a dog. You know, it's like Inspector mm-hmm. Gadget in Scooby-Doo form. That is basically Dinomutt.
Now, the only way they could have made that better is if they teamed up Dinomutt with Ace.
Yes.
That would have been worth doing. Because then you have Dinomutt just constantly asking, what's wrong? Why won't you talk to me? What did I do?
It works for Crypto, too, because Crypto hates everybody. So
this is true. This is true.
See? Okay. DC, you're on notice. Okay.
That's all the news. Make it good.
That's all the news I had. You know, at least for comics. I got
fantastic news, Chad. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. You know, eventually thank my spouse. She's the one who found it and said, talk about this.
I'm going to make her laugh so hard.
You son of a bitch. She's looking forward to the Aquaman Jabberjaw crossover the most.
Oh, who isn't?
Well, I'd never heard of Jabberjaw before today, so...
Oh, my friend, you have been missing out on something quite special.
Clearly so. Clearly so.
Some weird stuff, man.
Oh, man.
Isn't it all?
Darren, what you got?
No, well, nothing nearly as impactful as that. But since Chad pretty much covered the DC spectrum, I'll take a look at the Marvel side. Because there is some Marvel stuff going on. I mean, they are in the middle of their fresh start relaunch. 7 relaunches in 5 years, but we don't do reboots.
But who's counting?
We are.
A pair of listings have popped up on Amazon and the Random House website for a book card called Marvelocity.
Basically,
you remember Alex Ross did a DC art book called Mythology?
Yes, I own it. It's good.
Yeah, this is Alex Ross again, doing a Marvel retrospective book that will also include a new Spider-Man story written by Ross, pitting Spidey against the Sinister Six.
Okay, where do I throw my money?
Well, you can pre-order it right now on Amazon. Just look for Marvelocity. It's like Travelocity, but with Marvel instead. And that's
now I'm picturing a garden gnome dressed as Spider-Man.
Painted by Alex Ross.
Yes.
That's coming out soon. We don't know the official date. They don't have an official date listed, but you can pre-order it now, and then it'll arrive whenever it arrives.
You guys are just filling me with glee today. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Well, here it comes. After the events of the death of Wolverine and Secret Wars, X-23, Laura Kinney, got her own Wolverine book, All New Wolverine.
Yes.
It's fun. It's fantastic. They have a pet Wolverine.
Of course they do.
His name's Stanley, I think.
His
name's
what?
Check. I think it's Stanley.
Are you sure you're not confusing that with something else?
No? Let me double check. Chad's going to look it up.
I'll look it up. You talk.
All right. But it also led to the introduction of another really great character, Gabby, who is like a 9-year-old version of Laura, who is a female version of Wolverine. So you've got a Wolverine clone raising another Wolverine clone, raising a pet Wolverine. They're fantastic adventures. They've teamed up with Squirrel Girl, who managed to get a selfie with Laura in the Wolverine costume.
Nice.
You know, all this stuff. There's been some great character growth. Laura has learned to trust people, and she dropped the X-23 name because that's not who I am anymore. I am not my past. I am Wolverine. Yeah, she's X-23 again.
Of course now. She is.
Marvel, with the relaunch called Fresh Start, is ending all new Wolverine and replacing it with the title called X-23. This is a story, according to the writer Mariko Tamaki, who has also done the award-winning graphic novel This One Summer, and she's also worked on She-Hulk. Quote, this is a story about being in the very weird kind of family that someone like Laura finds herself in. Yeah, there was also a book like that. It was called All New Wolverine, and it was great. And now it's canceled. Thanks, Marvel.
You know, this has nothing to do with them bringing Logan back. I'm sure of it. It's just a coincidence.
A very
ugly coincidence.
But yeah, All New Wolverine's been running since Secret Wars, so it's been around for a couple of years now. And oh, by the way, the Wolverine's name is actually Jonathan.
Jonathan. Okay. Well,
Jonathan.
Where'd you go to find it? I couldn't find anything.
I went to the Marvel Wikipedia page.
Gorbamit.
His full name is Jonathan the Unstoppable.
Jonathan the Unstoppable. I like it. I dig it.
Yeah. Because when they adopted him, he fought an intruder, was shot, seemingly killed, woke up, and was totally fine.
Are we sure it's not a honey badger?
No, it's a Wolverine.
Because
they take him. They typically take him walking in the park, and Gabby apologizes for her ugly dog.
Ah! Oh. So why was I not made aware of this sooner? This is awesome.
Well, I'll loan you the trades that I have. It's just a reminder, you can pick up All New Wolverine in trade paperback form now at your local book retailer. It's amazing. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's sad that it's being canceled. But I guess we all have to move on with our lives. That's pretty much all I have for comics.
Like every good thing in life, it comes to an end way too soon.
And usually with tears,
yes. All right, well, are you sure that's all the news?
That's all I got, Chad.
I wish I had more, but alas... I do not.
Can't you make something up and delay the inevitable?
Comic books began in the early 1900s in their modern form with the publication of...
Well, so far, although the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are being reinvented for television, we've got their new character designs at geekcavepodcast.com. They're awful.
Yeah, they are.
I haven't heard of any book based on them yet.
Good. Let's keep it that way.
Yet. I mean, I'm sure it'll happen, but not right now.
It will. All right. All right. Let's just get this over with. Kent?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare yourself for Justin's Long Box. Yeah, baby. Extra long.
Okay, so...
Why do I have a feeling that Kent's intro is going to take on a whole new meaning in about 3 minutes?
No.
Why do I have the feeling I should remind everyone of the disclaimer that ran in the beginning of this segment?
Yeah, probably. So, Chad had the unfortunate luck to review a particular movie for this month's random movie review, which he will get to in the movie segment.
Oh boy, will I?
Yeah, and while I was not there with Chad when he watched it, he was texting me the entire time, and I have those texts, and I will read them during the random movie review if he so chooses.
You won't have to.
I won't have to. Okay, good.
He made me watch it too.
Yeah. Well, I being the good sport, skimmed it. And it was unofficially yet unanimously decided that if Chad had to go through something uncomfortable for him, that Darren and I should, you know, do something like that as well. Darren will get to his later. I unfortunately am doing mine now. So for this month's long box,
oldest goes first.
Oh. Age before beauty.
Yeah. For this month's long box, I'm doing a brief, very brief history of hentai.
Chad's got his feet up. I've got a cold beverage. Justin, enlighten us.
I was going to review a book we had previously talked about called Our Love is Real, which, again, would have made me, you know, kind of uncomfortable to talk about, but that wasn't really fitting in the format of the long box. Generally, I do histories and chronicles, so yeah. I'm going to talk about hentai.
I've seen enough hentai to know where this is going.
Exactly.
You know, Justin can say that now.
Everything we ever talk about, he can say that now.
Because not only did I just look at the Wikipedia page, but I've done extensive... I've seen things I probably shouldn't have seen.
He went deep.
Did you check out those subreddits I...
Yes, I did. I can never look at an octopus the same way again.
Octopus DNA is very rare.
So I'm just gonna jump in.
All right.
Hentai is a Japanese word, and it means a perverse sexual desire. That is its translation.
Okay. All right.
Well, hell, I've been doing that for.
I know. I was like, I was okay. Apparently, I was born hentai.
I was born hentai, I'll die hentai, and hentai will remember me.
But it's actually just kind of a catch-all term for any anime or manga pornography. Depictions of such things predate the word hentai going back centuries, and from, I think, about the 16th or 17th century, there's a well-known example called The Dream of the Fisherman's Wife. Have you all heard of this painting?
No.
It
depicts a woman being pleasured by two octopi.
Of course it does.
Yeah. Mm. Now, like I said, this is like 16th century China. Very nicely, ornately done painting. Very realistic. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I want to thank our sponsors for the long haul.
Yes. Manga as we know it, you know, the Sailor Moons and Astro Boy and stuff like that. That kind of style has been around since the 1940s. And immature themes existed in them since then, but it wasn't until what?
We're looking at a picture of The Dream of the Fisherman's Wife.
Oh, yeah, yes.
We found the art.
It turns out that I actually had seen that before.
Oh, well, good. Then kudos to you.
Let me just say I've never been happier that this is not a video podcast.
I think that every time I look in a mirror. It's like, good God.
What have I done?
So glad people can't see me.
So, like I was saying, mature themes have existed in manga in a long time, but it wasn't until like the early 1970s that the pornographic side of things became more cartoon-like, you know, and less realistic. You know, big eyes, exaggerated features, stuff like that, you know. Typical, I'm getting to that. Okay. Darren just mimed something, and I will get to that. Trust me. Also, about the 1980s gave rise to erotic video games, which Darren will probably talk about later. And it only makes sense because, you know, it's in paper form, it's in animated form. Why not delve into video games?
Yep.
For those in the know with hentai,
you know who you are.
You know who you are. If you've ever watched any of it on, you know, certain websites, that we totally don't have pages on.
Not even going to fight it at this point.
A lot of the acts that they perform are censored. They're blurred out. There's a specific reason for that. Since 1907, Article 175 of the Criminal Code of Japan forbids publication of, quote, obscene materials, specifically male and female sexual intercourse, pubic hair. Oddly enough, bare genitals are okay, so just, you know, wax. You're fine. And also, still images are blurred or have bars across certain things.
Okay.
This led to, in 1986, and I'm going to butcher this man's name, Toshio Madia sought to bypass the censorship with the creation of tentacle porn.
Okay.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Tentacle porn was created solely to stick it to the man. And probably very literally.
Not the only sticking going on there, but...
Oh, this led to a large number of works involving monsters, demons, robots, aliens, anything with genitals that looked different from a man's. They could get away with it. It has since exploded. I mean, you can... Yeah. It's... You can. I mean, it's everywhere. You can search for it on Tumblr and Reddit or your favorite porn site. It's a thing. I mean, and if that's what you like, that's fine. We're not judging here by any means.
No.
We are not judging. That's not what we do.
It's none of our business.
It's exactly. It's none of our business.
It is literally a victimless kink.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. There are many different genres of hentai, some of which I will not go into. I did not know it existed and wish I could forget existed.
Okay.
Here are the ones I'm willing to talk about. I mean, obviously, and other than heterosexuals, there, you know, it goes into homosexuality and transgender and tentacle, obviously, and those are, quote, normal. Then you get a cat girl, which is a human female with feline features, tails, whiskers, ears, you know. And quite possibly my favorite, just because of the explanation. I'm going to mispronounce. If any of our listeners speak Japanese and I mispronounce these words, I'm sorry. Also, don't correct me because I will never say them again in public. there's a genre called Bakanaru, probably how it's pronounced, which focuses on women with large breasts. And the word literally translates into exploding breasts.
Exploding.
Not as in, you know, you push a button and they go boom, just they are... If you were in the market of real estate, they would be huge tracts of land.
Okay.
And like I said, other genres I don't really want to talk about because, yeah. Every aspect of porn has its weird little subculture. Well, okay, not weird, but has its own little subcultures of things that you look at and you're like, I didn't need to know that. And this hentai is no exception. So there are, yeah.
Yeah, looking at this list on your research page, this is a little bit depressing.
Yeah. Like I said, that's why it's a brief history of hentai.
Just as well.
Yeah, I was
age
happier.
Things in some of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was happier when I could just, you know, watch porn and such. Not have to dig into its history. So, that's it for the long box.
Forever.
Probably forever. I don't know. We'll see what next month brings. I may be reviewing something, you know, good and wholesome. I don't know. I need a drink is what I need. I need a drink, and I need someone to hold me.
Well, sounds like a good place to stop this segment, then.
Yeah. I'd like, if you don't already know where to find us, you can find us on Stitcher, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon, on the Amazon Echo. Just say, you know, hey, Alexa, don't play the April podcast of the Geek Cave.
Whatever you do, don't do it.
Yeah. And probably for the final time, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Shirtosaurus, BuzzTime, and GameStop. It's been wonderful working with you. Please download the other two segments. Bye.